Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline this morning is Thomas Wilson, the Associate Conductor of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, and we're talking about the Star Spangled Symphony and July 4th Block Party coming up tomorrow, July 4th, here in Colorado Springs. Thomas, thank you for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that, you know, we are used to seeing the Philharmonic every 4th of July, but this is something new, incorporating the big block party downtown. And let's talk about what's different in ways that we're going to ring in Independence Day here in Southern Colorado.
Yes, well, this is kind of a new thing all around. You know, the Philharmonic used to play in Memorial Park on July 4th, and the city has decided they really like to have multiple fireworks displays around the city. So we're going to have a block party at Pikes Peak Center at 3:30 out on the lawn, and it's going to be a lot of fun and a great way to sort of get in the mood for the concert. At 4:30, the concert happens, and it's about, I'd say it's about a 90-minute concert or so, lots of American favorites, lots of fun, and a couple of great local guests. And then those recordings are going to be taken for use during the fireworks programs later. And then we're also going to be live streaming the concert in real time. And then maybe a couple weeks later, we'll have a run of the concert on PBS.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic thing. As you mentioned, this is something that kind of grew out of the pandemic, where instead of having the one large coordinated fireworks show, the city opted for a number of smaller shows in different pockets of the community. And that's something that seems to have caught steam and is going to continue on post-pandemic. It's a great way to incorporate that live element. As you'd mentioned, there's going to be the block party and concert at the Pikes Peak Center, and then that music will be turned around and used to coordinate the synced up shows throughout the city.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. And we have a couple really special local guests. We have Elio Nova Wolf, a great Broadway tenor who's going to be just knocking a couple songs out of the park, and local singer-songwriter Joe Johnson. Just the sound of America, this man's music. He's just fantastic. And during the pandemic, he actually was doing concerts from his own porch, and people were just distanced in his yard, and he was doing his thing. He's a great presence here in Colorado Springs, so we've got these great guests as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we just hope everybody turns out.
Absolutely. And then, of course, when it comes to the big block party as well, what are some other things that will be a part of the block party leading up to the concert by the Philharmonic tomorrow afternoon?
It'll be on the lawn outside the Pikes Peak Center. There's going to be activities for families and kids, and there's going to be a little bit of music out there as well. And so it's going to be a fun way for people to gather and have a good time. And there's a very good chance, the concert itself is free, there's a very good chance that it will be absolutely full. So if for some reason people can't get in, the block party extends from 3:30 to 7 o'clock p.m., so they can still be around. I think we're working on maybe a way to pipe the music from inside to outside if some people can't get in. And that way they can just keep partying outside and have a great time.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fantastic afternoon. There will be food vendors, a beer garden, really that whole fun festive atmosphere that really we've come to expect from the larger kind of single coordinated 4th of July celebrations in town. And then that also leads into the multiple fireworks locations. So really it is the best of both worlds to ring in and celebrate American independence tomorrow evening.
That's right. You still get to hear your local orchestra. And if you want to hear them live, it's actually free this time, so that'll be great. We are asking that people, if they can, to register to see the concert, because we're not sure, you know, like I said, there's a very good chance, since this is a free concert, that this will absolutely sell out. It'll completely fill up. So if they can go to csphilharmonic.org, they can do the free registration. Of course, no registration required for the block party. Just come down and join us.
Absolutely. And then from the Philharmonic's perspective, Thomas, what is it like to still have these events going on? Although, you know, we saw some of the changes that were put in place due to COVID, like the multiple fireworks shows kind of stay, but still finding a way to, as I mentioned earlier, have the best of both worlds.
Well, you know, there was a lot of charm about the live concert. By far, it was the largest gathering of Colorado Springs residents all year, usually about 100,000 or so. And it was wonderful as part of the Philharmonic to be right at the center of that and bringing music to that crowd. But by doing it this way, with live streaming, we can reach everybody, including those who might not be able to get down there. And then we also, of course, will have on the radio all over the city, with recorded excerpts from the concerts just a couple hours after the concert. So that happens pretty quick. And then to have a PBS show later, this way we still get to reach the community, because for so many years that Memorial Park tradition was so important. And so many people would come up to me at concerts and they'd say, you know, first time I heard the Philharmonic was at Memorial Park on July 4th. And so I was, you know, disappointed to see that tradition go. But I think the city has done a great job at building what looks like it's going to be a really nice new tradition, and that might even reach a little further.
Absolutely. And then, of course, for that 80-minute concert, you will be at the helm of the Philharmonic. You'll have the baton in hand, and as you mentioned, it's a lot of the favorites, but also some things that'll kind of add to the experience, so it's not just the same old concert that people might have experienced year in and year out over at Memorial Park.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this appearance with Joe Johnson, these arrangements are brand new. He's only appeared with the Philharmonic once. And so for those who are Joe Johnson fans or just love really great bluegrass and Western style music and Southern style music as well, because he came to us from the New Orleans area. We'll love to hear him. And, of course, we open the American Songbook. We have some early jazz favorites by King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton. And a little salute to the troops. And, of course, becoming a July 4th tradition, the 1812 Overture, which, you know, a couple people were like, well, wait a minute. Should you play anything Russian right now? Well, the Russians actually just destroyed Tchaikovsky's home in Ukraine, believe it or not. So if they don't care about their tradition, we'll play it as a July 4th tradition and also in standing with the people of Ukraine.
Absolutely. And then, of course, one of the standards and really such an iconic show for our nation, but special meaning here in Colorado Springs, America the Beautiful, obviously, with us being the inspiration city behind such a treasured piece of American art.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and this time, we'll be playing an arrangement that I did of America the Beautiful, sung by Leo Nova Wolf. And it's kind of a gospel version of America the Beautiful. And it's kind of fun to be doing a slightly different version of it this year. And it's an arrangement I'm very proud of. And it's been sort of a gift to the community and a gift to Colorado Springs, because America the Beautiful, of course, but the words were written right here.
Absolutely. It is a fantastic event, and as Thomas mentioned, you do need to register. It is a free event, but get that head count in to make sure that there is any room available inside the Pikes Peak Center for that concert tomorrow afternoon, starting at 4:30 with the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, really world-class musicians right here in our backyard. It is going to be a fantastic night of live music heading up to the fireworks displays. It's the same music that will be turned around, used for the coordinated city show at 8 different locations throughout the city of Colorado Springs. It is truly mixing the tradition of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic being a part of the 4th of July festivities year in and year out, but with the changing nature of things and that expanded multiple shows around the city. Again, it's the block party, the Star-Spangled 4th of July block party downtown in Colorado Springs. Starts around 3:30. The concert starts at 4:30. There's going to be food vendors, beer gardens alike. It's going to be a fantastic way to celebrate the 4th of July here in Colorado Springs. And Thomas, if people want to make sure they can get in on that registration, make sure that there is space if they want to be inside for the concert in person, what's that that website to go to one more time?
csphilharmonic.org.
That is csphilharmonic.org. Thomas Wilson, the Associate Director of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, we appreciate your time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you very much.